Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Dopamine Control, Rewire Your Focus. Now, let's get real for a sec. Ever feel like you're stuck in this rut, spinning your wheels, but never quite reaching those goals you set? You know that feeling when you have all the potential in the world, but it just seems out of reach? Well, my friends, today we're diving into something powerful. Visualization techniques. No, this isn't about becoming a psychic or manifesting your dream vacation, although wouldn't that be cool? This is about harnessing the incredible power of your mind to unlock your true potential and achieve those goals you've been dreaming of. Think of it like this. Our brains are wired for success, but sometimes we need a little nudge in the right direction. Visualization acts as that cosmic GPS, guiding us towards what we want and helping us overcome those mental roadblocks that keep us stuck. It's about creating a vivid mental picture of yourself achieving your goals, feeling the emotions associated with success, and basically training your brain to believe it's already happening. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Visualization? Sounds kinda fluffy, right? But trust me, there's serious science behind this stuff. Studies have shown that visualization can actually improve performance in sports, academics, and even creative pursuits. It's not just about wishing for something. It's about actively engaging your mind, building confidence, and creating a blueprint for success. So, how do you harness this power? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First things first, make it specific. Don't just vaguely imagine yourself being successful. What does that actually look like? Picture yourself giving that killer presentation, acing that exam, or finally launching your dream project. The more details you add, the more powerful the visualization becomes. Imagine the sounds, the sights, the feelings. Immerse yourself in the experience. Next up, get emotional. Visualization isn't just about seeing, it's about feeling. Tap into those emotions associated with success. The excitement, the pride, the sense of accomplishment. Let those feelings wash over you and truly embody the experience. The stronger the emotional connection, the more effective your visualization will be. Thirdly, make it a habit. Consistency is key. Just like any other skill, visualization takes practice. Dedicate a few minutes each day to visualizing your goals. Find a quiet spot where you can focus, close your eyes, and immerse yourself in that mental picture. Over time, it becomes a powerful tool for shaping your reality. Fourth, believe it. This is crucial. Visualization won't work unless you truly believe in its power. Trust your ability to achieve your goals, and let go of any self-doubt or limiting beliefs. Visualize yourself as the successful person you want to be, and know that anything is possible when you put your mind to it. Finally, take action. Visualization isn't a magic bullet. It's a tool that complements your efforts. After visualizing your goals, take concrete steps towards achieving them. Break down those big dreams into smaller, actionable steps, and start putting in the work. Remember, visualization fuels your motivation and guides your actions, helping you create the life you desire. Think about it. Ever heard someone say they just knew they were going to succeed? They probably visualized their success long before it happened. This isn't some mystical concept. It's a powerful technique anyone can use to unlock their full potential. So, let me ask you this. What are you visualizing right now? What goals are you working towards? Close your eyes for a moment and picture yourself achieving them. Feel the emotions, see the details, and believe in your ability to make it happen. Now, let's take this a step further. Imagine Sarah, a young entrepreneur who dreamt of launching her own clothing line. She had the designs, the passion, but lacked the confidence to take the leap. One day, she stumbled upon an article about visualization and decided to give it a shot. Every morning, she would spend 10 minutes visualizing herself presenting her collection at a fashion show, feeling the applause and seeing her designs on models. She even started walking through a mock presentation in her apartment, talking to imaginary buyers and showcasing her brand with confidence. Fast forward a few months, Sarah successfully pitched her designs to investors, secured funding for her launch, and held a stunning fashion show that exceeded all expectations. Her success wasn't just about talent, it was about harnessing the power of visualization to create a belief in herself and attract the opportunities she needed. Her story reminds us that visualizing our goals isn't just about daydreaming. It's about planting seeds of possibility and nurturing them with consistent action. Remember, you are capable of achieving incredible things. Believe in yourself, visualize your success, and take action to make it happen. So, what's your next visualization? Share your thoughts and stories with me on social media using the hashtag dopamine control. And remember, keep rewiring your focus and unlocking your full potential, one step at a time. See you in the next episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.